Well, Gareth, first thing to say is, well bowled. I mean, you've clearly been carrying a knee problem for a while. I assume it's a knee problem, but four wickets, you must be chuffed with that.
No, I'm very happy to be able to, you know, get through the last three or four games. I have to say a big thank you to the backroom staff trying to get me through, and the doctor and everyone else involved, really. But no, it's been the hardest luck this year, but now we come to the end now, and we reap the rewards of playing some good cricket.
One thing's certain, it's never been dull this year, has it really? You've kept us on the edge of our seats.
No, that's one thing we haven't done. we haven't probably made or pushed the results that we needed to earlier on in the season. We've had to leave it until like a late burst at the end of the season. It's never dull. It's always exciting in the dressing room for sometimes the wrong reasons, but you know, we've finished now and we can look forward to next year.
It's a fantastic achievement for what is still largely a very young squad.
No, it is. I know Bumpy said at the start of the year that, you know, his biggest achievement would be staying up, and you know, it might be quite come across as quite a negative thing, but we knew we were always going to be an uphill struggle for us this year against some of the sides. We knew we had a good squad to go into it, but you know, I think we can all sort of look to next year and also learn from the mistakes we've made and become a better side.
4 wickets today, and so you're really pleased with that?
Yeah, I am. You know, I was one off for getting from a 50 wicket, so I was pushing to try and get that. But then a quick burst and a couple of fell, and you know, that was it really. And I didn't have to worry about my knee then after that.
Of course, as you went in the mid-innings break, you probably learned at that precise moment that Hampshire had been bowled out, and that was giving everybody a bit of a lift, really.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we knew that they were an uphill struggle for them. But you never know. Cricket's a funny game, so we wanted to make sure ourselves that we did the best we can to put ourselves in a good position for this game, you know, because otherwise we would have had to win this game. But now tomorrow we just head on and just play as normal and hopefully get a good win to finish off the season.
300 to get tomorrow with 8 wickets in hand.
Yeah, well, we went off at a brilliant pace, a blistering pace, really. Unlike like Darryl to go as quickly as he did with a strike rate of nearly 200 at one point. But you know, we just need to bat some time, and we're an attacking side. We've got shot players, stroke makers all the way through the team. So you know, as long as we don't lose too many wickets in the early sessions, then. Yeah, we've got a great chance that we get there.
Final point, of course, you can now almost play with a degree of freedom now. You know you're safe in Division 1. That might make a bit of a difference, really.
Yeah, I think it will. You know, last year we had nothing to lose. This year we've got nothing to lose at the end, in the last day of the season. So it's quite nice for us, but also we need to try and finish on the high.